Good morning. This is the talk for Sunday, the 15th of May, 2022. And today's sermon was written and delivered by Roy Doran. This is Tim Wright, and I'm reading this on behalf of Roy. And today we're in the theme of confidence in chaos, the second in our series, actually the third in our series. And today's subtitle is The Judged and the Just. And our reading will be from Habakkuk 2, verses 4 to 20. Have you ever felt worried, anxious, or unnerved about the situations we're finding ourselves caught up in? The things that have happened, for example, and are happening in Ukraine, or even things happening in our own society. Well, if you are feeling worried or anxious, then you're not alone. One of the most disturbing pictures or reports I've seen in recent weeks was of a woman who was being interviewed on BBC, and she was from the Ukraine. Obviously distressed after seeing her city in ruins. And when she was being spoken to by the interviewer, she burst into tears and said, "What kind of God does this?" Her pain was so heart-wrenching that I nearly found myself crying with her and for her. It's a crazy world, and evil seems to be having the upper hand at times. We're fortunate at this moment in time as we live in a world in the UK which is relatively peaceful. Yet it's still completely chaotic in other senses, as we hear of murders, rapes, robberies, drunkenness, drug abuse, family breakdowns, sexual liberation and the like going on around us. It's no wonder we sometimes find ourselves wondering where God is in all of this chaos. We do have an answer from God's word, though, and Habakkuk reveals this to us in chapter 2, verses 4 to 20, which I'll read now. The evil nation is very proud of itself. It's not living as it should. But those who are right with God will live by faith. Just as wine can trick a person, those who are too proud will not last. Because their desire is like a grave's desire for death, and like death, they always want more. They gather other nations for themselves and collect for themselves all the countries. But all the nations the Babylonians have hurt will laugh at them. They will make fun of the Babylonians and say how terrible it will be for the one that steals many things. How long will that nation get rich by forcing others to pay them? One day the people from whom you have taken money will turn against you. They will realise what is happening and make you shake with fear. Then they will take everything you have because you have stolen from many nations. Those who are left will take much from you. This is because you have killed many people, destroying countries and cities and everyone in them. How terrible it will be for the nation that becomes rich by doing wrong, thinking they will live in a safe place and escape harm. Because you have made plans to destroy many people, you have made your own house ashamed of you. Because of it, you will lose your lives. The stones of the walls will cry out against you, and the boards that support the roof will agree that you are wrong. How terrible it will be for the nation that kills people to build a city, that wrongs others to start a town. The Lord All-Powerful will send fire to destroy what those people have built. All the nation's work will be for nothing. Then, just as water covers the sea, people everywhere will know the Lord's glory. How terrible for the nation that makes its neighbours drink, pouring from the jug of wine until they are drunk so that it can look at their naked bodies. You Babylonians will be filled with disgrace, not respect. It's your turn to drink and fall to the ground like a drunken person. The cup of anger from the Lord's right hand is coming around to you. You will receive disgrace, not respect. You hurt many people in Lebanon, but now you will be hurt. You killed many animals there, and now you must be afraid because of what you did to that land, those cities, and the people who lived in them. An idol does no good because a human made it. It is only a statue that teaches lies. The one who made it expects his own work to help him, but he makes idols that can't even speak. How terrible it will be for the one who says to a wooden statue, "Come to life." How terrible it will be for the one who says to a silent stone, "Get up." It cannot tell you what to do. It is only a statue covered with gold and silver. There is no life in it. The Lord is in his holy temple. All the earth should be silent in his presence. Excuse me. Habakkuk has been given the grace to see the final outcome of human history. And whether we understand the chaos which is going on at the moment, God is at work and his kingdom will come in its appointed time and his unique way. The Lord is going to return just as he promised to do in Revelation chapter 22. Behold, I am coming soon. My reward is with me, and I will give it to everyone according to what he has done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who wash her robes, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may go through the gates into the city. Outside her are the dogs, those who practice magic arts, the sexually immoral, the murderers, the idolaters, and everyone who loves and practices falsehood. Did you notice what Jesus said there? I will give it to everyone according to what he has done. And then he goes on to say, blessed are those who have washed their robes, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may go through the gates into the city. Those who have come to Jesus and been washed clean by the blood of the sacrificial lamb, i.e. Jesus, are the ones who will enter into the city of God, into heaven. And it's there that they will see the Lord face to face, along with all the other faithful people who have done the same. In the meantime, however, how do we cope with all of the turmoil which is around us? Well, we're called to be the people of faith and to live by faith. We are there to love and support all people in all things which are righteous and trying to live according to his will. So we are a support network for each other, and our responsibility is to encourage each other in the Lord. However, we must never ever write people off who are not living yet in accordance with the Lord's will for their lives. We must make every attempt to love them and encourage them into the kingdom of faith, to accept the Lord to accept Jesus as their Lord, and be washed clean by the blood of the Lamb, just as we have been. That poor lady from the Ukraine I mentioned earlier needed the love and support of people of faith to help her through the turmoil she was facing at the time. The Apostle Paul wrote some very encouraging words in his letters. To the Romans, he wrote in chapter 1 and verse 16, I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes. You and I, who are people of faith, can share our faith, just as people shared their faith with us in our past. The writer of Hebrews wrote these words in chapter 10, verse 22. Let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with the full assurance that faith brings, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful, and let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds. I pray this morning that you are encouraged by the words that we've shared, and that they might motivate you all to go and share them with all that you know and meet. Amen.